reporting a crime. Questions 15 through 18 are based on the following conversation between a woman and a police officer. The woman is calling at the local police station to report a possible crime. Read questions 15 through 18 now. Now, listen to the conversation.
PC Johnson here.
Hello, I'm rather concerned. I've just been past my neighbor's house and the window's open. She's away on vacation and asked me to keep an eye on her property. That's why I'm calling you.
Better to be safe than sorry, madam. So when is your neighbor expected home?
She was planning a fortnight away the last time we spoke. So she's due back a week from tomorrow.
Is there any chance she came home early and failed to notify you, maybe? Or could she simply have forgotten to close her window?
She can be a bit absent-minded, that's true. She's always forgetting her house keys and so on. But for all her carelessness, it's a bit out of character for her to forget to lock up properly before going out.
Did you notice anything else odd, apart from the open window?
Yes, that's what I was about to come to. There were some young lads hanging around earlier. I took them for college students on a break. Much to my disapproval, some were smoking. But what didn't seem in keeping with a student image were their tattoos and body piercings. Colleges have strict policies on clothing and appearances, don't they?
Quite so. Would you recognize any of them again?
Not really. It's not that I didn't get quite a close look at them, which I did, or that my eyesight's poor. But the fact is, none of them would stand out from a crowd. They were all wearing standard teen clothing. Jeans, t-shirt, and trainers.
Well, it's possible that they were just students after all, but we will follow up that line of inquiry. Also, we'll send around a couple of officers to your neighbor's property, just to check all's okay.
Thank you. I would appreciate that.
No thank you, madam. I wish members of the public were more vigilant like you. It would make my job a lot easier.